Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about the dead and everything around?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no chat about it.
I like them brain fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Cheers and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, as always, a man who would never put mayonnaise on his Vienna sausages, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. I'm a little traumatized by the show opening.
Probably not only a little traumatized, but a little familiar with it, too.
Well, I was actually going to say
where you are.
I was going to say that I don't really know what the state song of Tennessee has to do with tonight's show, but...
Just trying to keep fresh.
Well, we're nothing if not fresh.
That's right.
So anyway, hola to all the peoples out there. Hola, bitches, because, you know, men are the type of guys, rude people that would say bitches to everyone.
Exactly.
So how's everything going, Matt?
Oh, everything's fine. Had a lot of stupid men come through the drive-thru over the last day and a half.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, no frozen pigs or anything, but a lot of price checkers. Like they were going through a grocery store with eight cars behind them, but that's okay. What's your cheapest 24-ounce beer? Oh.
We could give them like a menu. You guys could just put the prices on the little menu and hand it to them.
We could do that, but, you know, half of our clientele cannot read. But we're
speaking of the dead pigs, I was out and about yesterday doing important things, and I came up to a red light right in the middle of town, and in front of me was a pickup truck with one of those, like the wooden cage, you know, on the truck bed, and there were two great big hogs in the back of the truck.
Were they alive?
They were alive, but I don't think they were going to be alive for too long. I think this was their last ride.
Was it the road to perdition? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I mean, my head actually hurts. That's how bad it's been the last day and a half.
Well, I feel bad about that.
Well, I appreciate that. It doesn't do me any good, but I'll tell you what does make it better. I'm on the radio with you, and we have a couple guests in the chat room, Dr. Mike and Mary Veskoff. who actually
is isn't married.
Tom's. Yeah, actually his name's Tom, so we can cover that on another show.
Yeah, that'll take a while to explain.
Yeah, a friend of mine I went to high school with.
All right. Well, it's good to see Dr. Mike in there. He and the lovely and talented Warrior Cat. We're just on previous to our show on the night shift there on blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks. And I encourage everyone to go and check that show out. It's good stuff.
As they
and
should. And I'll tell you what, though. What's funny is, you know, Dr. Mike is an actual doctor and all that, but he would be nothing without Warrior Cat.
No. And he knows it.
He knows how to play it.
And speaking of doing shout-outs, I got a couple of birthday shout-outs I wanted to do, if that's okay with you.
No, by all means.
First one today was Desert Ice's birthday out there in the desert Southwest.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, good friend of the show, Miss Tamara down in Memphis is celebrating a birthday.
I'm glad you reminded me. I have to
say
something disgusting.
That's right. And then on Monday, my very good friend, artist, hottie, and all-around wonderful person, Joe, is having a birthday.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, I like
happy birthday to her on Monday.
Yes. That's so very good. And I have one brief shout-out. I want to thank Little Bill, a.k.a. Billy the Kid, Deadeye Billy, who came in at 4 today to relieve me from the beer mine. Hopefully he hasn't shot anyone, especially himself, tonight.
Oh, a man with that many nicknames is probably going to be pretty good with a weapon.
Yeah. Well, you know, you know how good he is with a weapon because of, as I've said before, hey, Billy, what kind of gun is it? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, feeling safer already.
Exactly.
And, you know, that does kind of lead us into the topic for this week's show.
It does,
kind of. You know, because men do love guns, and they love to play
That's
with
right.
them. And they're not very good with them, though.
No.
They don't know how to handle them.
In Billy the Kid's case, you don't have to know what kind it is. You don't have to know where the safety is. You just like that sound of putting the clip there in the gun.
Exactly. Well, because, you know, all middle-aged men believe that that they're Liam Neeson from the movie Taken, that they could just, you know, hop on a plane and fly over to Paris and kill a whole bunch of bad guys and save their daughter from a Saudi oil baron or something.
Right. Or in this case, saving one of the brothers from stealing the Milwaukee's best ice.
Exactly. You want to take a 40-ounce beer from me? I don't think so, buddy. So, well, to get into the spirit of the show, I just want everybody to know that I haven't showered or haven't shaved. I'm just lounging around in my old holy boxers, drinking a beer.
What color are those boxers?
They're actually blue.
Really? It's a manly blue, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, it's not some powder blue or something
like
that.
No, you're not sitting around in azure boxers, are you?
No, not at all. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. If you're one of those kind of guys.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought it helped get me into the spirit, you know, like I've always said, you know, act the part, play the part. Look the part, play the part, whatever it is.
I'm into method acting myself. I didn't shave today. I'm going to shave tomorrow, though. But I'm still going to be in character. That way I'm going to leave the whiskers in the sink so Shmoop can clean it up.
There you go.
Because that's women's work.
Uh-huh.
Mix a little spit toothpaste in there, too.
There you go. And hopefully that also the sink will not drain properly because of the amount of hairs in the sink drain there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, you know, being a bald guy, pretty much, I do wake up and I almost have bedhead in the morning. So I know that means it's time to shave my nearly bald head again. So maybe I'll just do that and leave it in the sink.
Yeah, and on the floor.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm sure Smoop will appreciate that. She probably will. She'll see the humor in it.
Yeah, well, and it gives the little woman something to do. You know?
Keeps her busy.
Yeah, instead of just walking around the place in her apron. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. In her high heels.
In her high heels.
Baking cookies.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's pretty much, you know, what men do. I mean, they just, you know, men are pretty much bums around the house. Pretty useless. When they're home, they just kind of lay around or lie around, whichever. Men don't even care about grammar. They just lay around, lie around all weekend long, you know, and they just watch sports, drink beer, eat chips. They're just, you know, Doritos, nacho cheese, Dorito dust, you know, on the around their seat.
Right. I mean, they do that if they can get their woman to make tacos and stuff and the like for them.
Oh, well, yeah. And if she won't, they find one who will.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, they're entitled assholes. They just
as they
feel
should.
That they...
Well, because they're the ones who work. They go
yeah.
out make it, yeah, they go out making a living 40 hours a week, and they come home. Just kind of want to relax.
Exactly. In their castle.
In their castle, that's right.
Yep. Real quick here, Tom asked if it's University of Michigan blue. No, it's a royal blue that is the color of the Harrison Golden Goblins.
Well, that's interesting. And
local
high
school here.
Yeah,
one of the more unique high school nicknames in the country.
Yeah, that is cute. it's cute. And really, not to get personal, I have seen my buddy Tom and or his wife on Facebook a lot talk about University of Michigan, and, well, they really need to stop it.
The only thing that's worse than that is talking about Ohio State all the time.
Well, it's not. It's just that, you know, just leave it alone.
All right. So we'll move along here.
Sure.
Well, it's kind of, I've kind of got a list of things here, a bunch of stuff I've written down that men do.
Okay. Well, why don't you start us off?
Well, one of the things that men do is everything's about sex with men. Have you ever noticed that?
No,
and
never.
It's really offensive, and it's kind of, you know, especially in public. But everything, I mean, they can turn everything into something about sex. I mean, if a woman goes on Facebook or Twitter and says that she's about to fix breakfast, some
mm-hmm.
guy with his mind in the gutter is going to say something like, yeah, I'd like to scramble your eggs, baby. You know, stuff like that. It's uncalled for.
There's
no
yeah,
place
it's
for
it. It's unnecessary.
And unseemly.
I love that word. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, and what you're talking about brings up something that happened the other day, Jay. I was at the beer mine. I'm there with Drive-By Mikey, and he is quasi-upset because his wife is going in for a hysterectomy.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad procedure, but it is invasive somewhat now.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy had the gall to say, you know, Mike, as long as the doctor's going in to rip her insides out, you ought to ask the doctor if he can, while he's in there, could you make it less smelly?
See, that is a typical insensitivity of men right there.
I know. And then he went on and he said, and when she's done, could I see the scar? And I'm thinking, why would I? Come on. What kind of jerk are you?
That asked to see another man's wife's scar. Now, that's just somebody with no social graces whatsoever.
Exactly.
And you know what? Because we're men and we're insensitive and we're thoughtful, we didn't even give a shout out to Mrs. Drive-By Mikey, who had had surgery just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, well, we hope she's healing up. And
yeah. Oh yeah.
God bless you and your barren.
But another example of taking something that is just completely routine and making sex jokes about it is if a couple of guys are talking on the phone and one of them's on Facebook and he
mm-hmm.
mentions that a certain person on Facebook, an attractive lady,
mm-hmm.
cute woman, put a picture of herself in a Ramones t-shirt on, one of the guys might say something like, oh, I love that picture. My penis just saying, hey, ho, let's go.
You know, I chuckle about that because it's just funny, but it's rude.
It's rude. It's piggish, piggy behavior. It's uncalled for.
And it's childish.
I see these men do things like this, and I am appalled.
I'm glad we're not like that.
I know.
And one thing, I'll tell you what's funny. Even in the dead-ass butt crack of January, I see men coming through the drive-thru in wife beaters. And it only then do I realize that it's not because of the heat or that they are making a fashion statement. And and the funny thing is, most of those guys, they drink like Pabst or Old Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you would mention men's lack of fashion skills because we have a new correspondent. Who does not have limited fashion skills. He is pretty good with that shit. It is our new senior gay correspondent, Joshua.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear from him because I've heard him clicking around in his high heels through the hallways all week.
Singing show tunes.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so I'll go ahead and let's hear from Joshua, everybody.
Oh, that'd be great.
Hello. I'm with Stupid's fabulous gay correspondent, Joshua, here. Yes, I have just one name, just like Beyonce or Cher. Do you believe in life after love, after love, after love? Anyway, since this week's show is all about man bashing, we figured this would be the perfect time for me to do my first report. I'm so excited! Because, girlfriend, you know I've done some man bashing in my time. Oh yeah, straight men are so kinky. Well, let me tell you something, though. Just like most of your female listeners, I, too, am disgusted by straight men. It's so bad I won't even let them in my house anymore. I mean, sure, I'll still meet them down at the truck stop or the adult theater, but not in my house. No. They have no respect for my fine furnishings. They make a mess, and I'm tired of it. And it's probably best that way anyway, because, you know, most straight men have absolutely no sense of style. It's embarrassing being seen with them in public. A guy just walking around wearing a cheap t-shirt, jeans, and New Balance sneakers. I could just die from the embarrassment. And straight guys, especially married ones, how about we work on the appearance a little bit? And when I say appearance, I mean, you know, down there. You know what I mean? A little manscaping goes a long way to pretty things up. And maybe if you shower a little bit, I'm not asking too much here. And enough with the Axe body spray. It's the only thing that makes me gag. Anyway, boys, that's really all I've got this week. This is wonderful, though. I hope to be back again soon. I've got to go hit the steam baths, and then I'm going to a Bette Midler show tonight. I'm so excited again. Anyway, for I'm With Stupid, this is Joshua reminding everyone, stay fabulous. You know, I'll be honest yeah. with you.
Okay.
Joshua makes me feel a little weird.
Does he?
Yeah. Whenever he's around, and I shouldn't feel that way. I know.
I was going to ask you if maybe he makes you feel uncomfortable.
well, I don't want to go that far.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with weird.
You know, I don't think Joshua would like this apartment because since we live in an apartment with broken windows, we have a blanket up across the window.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, and some of it has clothespins holding it up. Some has blue duct tape. And from the outside, it looks really good. From the inside, no, not so much. So,
yeah, he would not be impressed with that at all.
No.
But, hey, the phone lines are open, folks. Anybody wants to call in?
As they always are, at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. And a couple good posts over the last couple of days. Matt said, Jay said, the Potato Council post, our new
Bastards.
Correspondent. Malcolm Eckstein, and you can read all that at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Absolutely. And if you go to our Tumblr page at iwsradio.tumblr.com, you might, if you scroll through, I think probably to the second page, you might see a picture of Miley Cyrus licking a penis cake.
And if you haven't seen that, you really need to because it is.
you need to. It's just kind of a, I don't know, it makes me feel weird again, but a different kind of weird. It's a very large.
It makes you feel physically weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a very, very large. It's a very large and intimidating penis cake. It is a chocolate cake. I'm not saying that there's, you know, a relation between being big and chocolate, but hey, we have a caller.
No, well, let's get to it.
I just like to say that this show was awesome. I had to listen. I'm all the way up here in Tennessee, guys, with my friend, and I had to tune in. I love it. Joshua needs to back off, though, because I am the only correspondent that you all need. I just wanted you all to know that Joshua needs to take a hike.
Hola, sweet pea. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I really do. I'm enjoying your show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you only have a Kentucky correspondent. I need you all to learn this. If not, then you all are really pigs.
Well, you could be our bluegrass correspondent.
I will when I get back to the bluegrass, but, you know, I'm in Tennessee right now. But I had to tune in.
Well, we appreciate your calling in, and you can cover both bluegrass and bourbon.
Yeah.
That's fine and all that, but, yeah, for real, seriously, you all are pigs. I just want you all to know that every man is a pig, and that's all I wanted to say.
Oh,
well, that's
kind of
hurtful, but we appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, though, I kind of figured you could you could stir up a little bit of man hatred for us.
Well, just a little, not a whole bunch, but just a little.
I know you had it in you.
Well, good. I needed my voice to be back on there again since I haven't been there for a while. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'm here and you're pigs. And, yeah. But now I have to get off the phone because I have to go in there with my pig that I've got right now. So, you know, being Jewish, you're not supposed to be around that kind of stuff. No kind of pork or anything. But.
And this is a lot of pig talk for a Jewish girl.
It's kind of a religious attack.
I know. So listen, I'm not going to talk to you all no more, but I'll talk to y'all pigs later.
Okay, bye.
Shalom.
Shalom. All right.
Well, we can add the Jews to our list of diverse,
yeah.
diverse callers.
Yep. Checked off another box.
There we go.
And that was Sweet Pea there, oftentimes known on BTR as Seeing Clearly.
And often known to Jay and I as the hottest Jew in the world.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know what, that just reminded me of guys who constantly give women condescending nicknames. Like Sweet Pea and Sunshine and Pookie and Honey Baby Cupcake Pie and stuff like that.
And Shmoop.
Yep. And guys who call every woman babe. I mean, you know, that's pure sexism right there.
There it is.
Yeah. Terrible.
And I hate when I say, how you doing, hon? It's like they're talking to the Kaiser.
So, well, we got about, excuse me, about 2 minutes left in the live stream.
Yeah,
and,
so if you'd like to.
So we, yep, we just proved it. The phone lines are open.
Yeah, if you'd like to get into the action, because you can't in 2 minutes, so give us a call at 661-244-9852. And join On With Stupid and talk about how much of a pig you are if you're a guy and or how much pigs are that if you're a woman.
Yeah. And I'll give you a little story about a guy that I know. And this is typical. people will try to excuse it by saying, oh, he was only in like 7th or 8th grade. But it really is typical of what men do. And there was this girl in school, sweetest, nicest person you'll ever meet. Her name was Betsy, and some guy gave her the nickname Betsy Wetsy.
That's wrong.
Only a guy would do that. And
I
said, you may try to excuse it, say, oh, come on, 7th, 8th grade. But you know what? In this day and age, has that guy tried to find Betsy on Facebook and, you know, try to apologize for that? Like, oh, hell no. You know he hasn't.
No. Well, and he shouldn't. She should try to find him.
Well, exactly. Yeah, he's just sitting back waiting for her to look him up.
Yeah. Anything
and
less
apologize
is...
and apologize to him for having that name. Forcing him to do that. Because it's not like we want to do these things. You know, men don't go around looking for things like that to do. They just happen.
No. And I'll tell you what, there's a big, is it tomorrow? Big celebration of men at the Pro.
At the where?
At the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yes, that's going to be a sweaty, stinky sausage fest right there.
Yes.
So, and we're in the after show portion of the show now. I don't know why we have to announce that when people listen to archives. It doesn't make any difference. But I just feel the need to.
Well, of course. You want to lead and direct. That's
right.
Very nice.
And here's another. Oh, what was that?
I was going to say that went really quickly.
It did. here's another example of how men are pigs.
Yeah.
And I know some guys, and Matt, I think you know some guys who do this. They're married, yet they get on social media sites, and they hunt for lonely married young women.
Yeah.
And they try to sweet talk them and get them to thinking that, you know, they're really friends with that person. And then they ask for nude pictures and phone sex and stuff like that.
And a lot of times, well, a lot of times, Jay, these married men, to show that they are sweet and whatever, they show pictures of their children.
Exactly.
Showing that they are a family man.
Exactly. Family man. Look at us as a family here together. My cute kid. You know?
Because,
redirect your feelings towards that cute, innocent boy to me.
I'm sorry that your husband hates you, but I am a nice family man.
Right. And now will you send me a picture of your boobs?
Exactly. Just to have.
Exactly. I just, you know, yeah, I'm not going to do anything untoward with them. I'm not going to take that picture and do anything unseemly in the dark by myself.
Exactly. I want to just bring it up when I send you an email.
Thanks. I just want that picture to show up on my phone when you text me. And here's another classic.
And seriously, we're not talking about Newt. We are not talking about Newt Gingrich.
No. No, we're talking about Herman Cain, who endorsed Newt tonight.
Yes, I know. And Newt's not sure whether he likes that or not.
He's a little indifferent towards that endorsement. He actually thinks that endorsement from Duke Cunningham from federal prison might be more helpful. Duke is quite the manly man, you know. He's got a nickname of Duke, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, we'll be talking about that and other things on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Right here, the same bat time, not the same bat time, but 11 a.m. here on the same bat channel.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, I said bat, not bad channel.
No, we would never call BTR a bad channel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I got another classic example of men. And this was it was last summer, during the baseball season, and I don't know which game it was, you know, where they were playing or whatever, but there's this guy there at the ballpark with his girlfriend, and he's like about a 20 or 21-year-old, and so is she. And they're at the ballpark. They're down along the third baseline. A guy hits a foul ball, line drive right at him, and the guy ducks out of the way, and the ball nails his girlfriend. You know, instead of, like, getting up and, like, you know, diving over her and covering her and taking one in the kidneys for his girl, he gets out of the way and lets her get blasted.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. Some people say that is piggish. I say it is the innate spirit of self-preservation.
And he will be the 2042 a Republican nominee for president.
I mean, there's other chicks, but man, you gotta protect your cojones and the rest of your body.
That's true, and it's pretty young to start in with the kidney trouble.
Exactly.
Because even if you don't do anything else to it, if you don't, you know, take a baseball to the kidneys, by the time you're 40, they'll be acting up on you throughout the night.
Oh, God, damn right. Oh, God. Hey, Jay, do you know what time it is?
Well, we were just speaking of it, so here it comes.
Okay.
Tea break with Schmoop. Oh, yeah.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hola, Schmoopalicious.
So
Schmoop,
pigs,
you
want to
do
right?
some man bashing? You want to do
yeah,
some
I
man
do.
Bashing here?
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
While Matt's peeing on the toilet seat?
And or on the floor.
Maybe in the shower.
God, I hope not. I just claimed that.
All men pee in the shower.
No. Really? That's
not
right.
Oh, yeah. Did I just let you in on one of our little man secrets?
Oh, my God. It's all pipes, right?
It is. And a man could go in and pee before he gets in the shower, and he will still pee in the shower.
Oh, this is wrong. I have a question, though. How do you get toothpaste behind the sink? Behind the faucet?
You know, men
yeah.
can't control where things squirt.
Oh, dear God. Please tell me you don't do that. No, seriously.
God damn it.
You do, don't you? You do.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, toothpaste, like other things that squirt out of tubes, can just go anywhere at any time.
Okay, well, I understand that men just pee on the floor because, you know, it happens.
Yeah, well, you know, you grab the toothpaste, you pop off the lid real quick, and you got that manly grip. And sometimes it's just kind of, you know, just
okay.
It goes.
I'm not buying that. Okay, when you trim your beard.
Unless you're Matt Man, and then if you're Matt Man, you may just take a little bit of toothpaste and intentionally put it behind the sink, and you're not going to a little dab back there. Schmoop will be wondering
so.
For weeks how that got there.
Okay, if you're trimming your beard, I see it in the sink, but that's fine. Why is it everywhere else?
Well, if you're using the little beard trimmer, you know, that little thing, that little blade that's, you know, the agitator that kind of throws whiskers all over the place.
But do you clean yours up?
Yeah.
Or do you wait for your mom to come over and do it?
I would have to clean them up because I can't say, what, that? Oh, that's the cat doing that.
Oh, so I just... Okay. Oh, God. You know what? You're
men are just dirty.
Yes, they're pigs. Horrible, horrible pigs. And you're damn lucky you're cute. And so is Matthew. Hold, please.
Okay. That's
well, funny. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this in the archives.
I have to say, I definitely cracked myself up on that one.
I could hear you laughing.
Anyway, I just when you hear it, just really think dirty thoughts.
J-Man, every time I hear you, I think dirty thoughts.
You know, if I could just find a woman who thought dirty thoughts. Mostly they think, you know, thoughts of, you know, killing and stabbing, shooting.
Well, no, you know one. Unfortunately, I beat you to her.
yeah. Oh, here's another thing I was going to tell you about. And I'm giving away some men's secrets here tonight.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the things that women think that when a man holds a door for her, like going into a building, mm-hmm. the man holds the door, they think that he's being a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I got news for you, ladies. He just wants you to get in front of him so he can check out your ass.
I was just going to say that. And there we go. We need a sound effect for another simultaneous creepy thought from Jay and Matt.
We have too many of those. And, you know, these guys who always like to give, you know, give hugs, they just want you to press boobies up against them. That's all they're looking for. A little booby smash.
Yeah, and they all say they're gay. They're not gay.
No,
it's fine, really. Let me feel your boobs. I'm gay.
Like that, like Isaac, whatever his name is, that reached out and grabbed Scarlett Johansson's boob.
Exactly.
The Oscars a few years ago or whatever
that
it was.
That lucky bastard.
You know, if he was straight, she'd have beat the living shit out of him. Right,
I know.
There.
But no, he claims to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to change my name to Matrice. Gay man. Matrice. I'm here on the red carpet with Aisha Taylor.
Oh, yes.
Are you okay?
How you doing?
Now, let me feel this.
Aisha, you know, you have some really long legs, and they're muscular, too. Here, let me rub that thigh. Wow. Smooth.
Oh, and look, here comes Shakira.
Shake those hips for me.
Oh, and I will tell you, Schmoop did not appreciate your little Shakira thing on the website the other day.
How could anybody not appreciate Shakira?
Well, she felt a little inferior.
Well, now, Schmoop should never feel inferior to any woman.
I know.
Ever.
I tried to tell her that as I was laughing, being the I was trying to be jovial. Trying to add some levity to the situation.
And you know,
I
want,
honey, you are every bit as cute as Shakira.
I don't know how she didn't buy that.
I know.
With such sincerity behind it.
Exactly.
But I wanted to, we've got about a minute left here, and I needed to get this one in real quick. And
okay.
I just want to kind of like wrap things up with talking about how insensitive men are.
Yes.
And because women think that men have this classic joke that we tell, and they think that we're just joking, when in fact we mean it. And that joke is the old joke that how long does it take a woman to achieve orgasm? Who cares? See, men laugh at that joke like crazy. Women don't.
It's timeless. And it's all about comedy. It's not about them.
All right. 30 seconds, so. Another classic episode of I'm
Yes, it was.
Next weekend, of course, is the Super Bowl preview. We're going to break it down for you.
Yes, we are. We got the Padres and the Reds going against each other. So.
We'll see how Johnny Unitas does. All right. That's it.
All right, Matt. Jay. Bye.